This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
I'm Samita Chakraborty, author of Arrow and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope you enjoyed today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Muscular fantasy for October. I was thinking about that museum with just the one painted stamp. People pay big money to stare at, minimum an hour at a time, by a painter of people who have been old for a very long time. Sarah Beth Bess of Paducah, old Walter Tom outside Paris Island, the most senior clients of the most low country senior homes. There used to be a country where no sad songs were allowed out loud because making the king blue was outlawed. The girl falling down the well sang without pause as she fell. People described it as gospel. The boy in the well sang as well as a small bell, and the people said it sounded like babble. Rising in lifelike detail from the middle of the stamp-sized painting is an ornate mountain. My people moved further south to the beaches instead of moving north after Reconstruction. Blessed, my father said when I asked if he'd rather be blessed or lucky. Soda in a can tastes better than soda in a bottle, but beer in a bottle tastes better than beer in a can. It's better, plus less stressful, to think the best of people. The worst thing about scared people is they go around scaring other people. Who you are with your mama, people, is not who you are with other people. The color of my mother's thumbs up emoji is unchanged either because she's not estranged by such things or because she doesn't know the shade of her thumbs can be changed. The painter can be seen painting a small painting through the window of a modestly decorated cabin on the mountain. With all the people who clap when some mostly vengeful violence happens in the movie, those who do not clap may feel no other people are not clapping. I hear you. It seems reasonable to stare at a painting for at least as long as it takes the painter to make it, and also reasonable to stare for approximately as long as it takes the sun to rise and set. I told my father being blessed was vaguely more dependent on the whims of God. I'd rather be lucky. The girl in the well was put there in the name of God by farming people. The boy fell.
About this poem. Last year I was writing these four-line poems, kinda half rhyme quatrains, a month just as a kind of storehouse, I guess, as a place to kind of keep track without having to think about what it was I was keeping track of. So I had one per month. I can tell you this one was probably written in October because that's what it says on it. And that the title, like the titles of the other quatrains, is taken from the title of a composition by pianist Erik Satie. These poems feel as strange as Erik Satie, if you know what I mean. I have never heard this particular song that the title is taken from, Muscular Fantasy, and I can't say much more than that about the poem. Thanks.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.